We're joined now on Bishop FM by Emma O'Brien from the Skills to Shine project. Good morning, Emma. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Thank you very much for inviting us in today.
Can you tell us, first of all, what is the Skills to Shine project?
Well, Skills to Shine, so we develop and deliver project-based learning all around the world of work. So we work with young people aged 11 to 16, and our aim really is to make learning real, relevant, and generally just inspire them for their future careers. So we do this by setting them a real challenge, where we work closely with sort of local businesses and industries, as well as sort of further education and higher education providers, to help them sort of gain the knowledge to complete the challenge. So they also get sort of first-hand experience of the world of work,
yep.
And then sort of gain a lot of skills that go with this, important skills like communication, teamwork and leadership, mm-hmm. which are valuable for their future careers.
Of course, and when I was young, which is an awful long time ago, there was very little guidance on the world of work. You did what you were told, really, or you did what your dad did, or that kind of thing. So I think it's really important for young people to have this experience to help them get a better grip on life, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what we're about at Skills to Shine. It's sort of, they're learning lots of things in school, and it's trying to sort of make them relevant, make them realise why they're learning what they're learning and why it's going to be important for their future.
So they're going to apply the skills they learn at school to the real world.
Yeah.
So how come you've become involved with Bishop Barrington School then?
Well, Skills to Shine's been working in the North East for a number of years now, but recently we've been awarded some funding to extend that down to County Durham. So that's when I've started working for Skills to Shine. So mm-hmm. I started in September, and I've been working in a number of schools in the area, in County Durham, and I've been delivering projects like this one to help them sort of get something else out of their work and inspire them for what they could do in their futures.
So where did the idea come from to get involved in radio then?
Well, we have run a number of projects. We've done some very varied things over the years. So, I mean, since I've been working with them, I've been running a manufacturing project. I've just finished a marine engineering project.
Right.
We do a pop-up shop projects and all sorts. You know, the list is endless what we could do.
Yep.
We have a media project which has been run elsewhere. And we contacted Bishop Barrington School, and their expressive arts teacher was very interested in the media project. Mm-hmm. And so we developed this one with a focus on radio to try and help these students in their GCSE coursework.
Okay, we're going to talk to some of the young people, those who are willing to speak on the radio very soon. I think we'll move on to the next tune, which has been picked by, a young person. However, this is... it's in our database, so it's all good. This is Little Mix featuring Missy Elliott. How are you doing? We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bishop FM, the morning show with me, Gary Granger. We've been listening to Emma O'Brien talk about the Skills to Shine project that she's working on with Bishop Barrington. And now we are joined by Callum from the school. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming along. I'm sure you really wanted to be out of school this morning, didn't you?
Who doesn't want to be out of school?
So, Callum, what can you tell us about your interest in this project? Why are you doing it, and where does it fit in with the national curriculum?
Well, the new project is a brand new part of our GCSE Expressive Arts course, and we're all really, really excited to really dive into how media and radio works. And what actually can benefit us is it links directly into our grades, and it can count towards part of our GCSE coursework. And altogether, it's a really valuable and practical learning experience, and we're all really so ready to learn and like get into knowing how all of it works.
Great stuff. And I understand you've had another visit to another radio station earlier on.
Yes, we have. We went to BBC Newcastle.
And was that good fun?
Yeah, it was good. We got to know a bit more about how all of, you know, media and how, like, all behind the scenes and everything. It was interesting.
Yeah, their behind the scenes is a little bit bigger than our behind the scenes, of course. But so do you think that at this early stage you might pursue an interest in radio, Callum?
It all depends. Like, I've I'm not set on what I really want to do yet. I know I want to be somewhere involved in media and everything, but I kind of want to broaden like what I want to do, because I'm not certain yet.
Okay.
Never know.
Thank you very much, Callum. We're going to go over now to Ellie.
Hello.
Ellie, so what are your feelings on this whole project?
I think it's a really good opportunity for us all. I think it's something that we've never done anything like this before, and I think because we're all so young, we get a head start on it. compared to other people that don't get this opportunity.
Yeah.
So we get a good like dive in and head start compared to everyone else.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked Callum. Is radio something that you might be interested in taking a career in?
Like Callum, I'm not quite sure yet.
Yeah.
I want to do something either performing arts or media, but I'm not, my heart's not quite set yet.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll persuade you during the course of this whole project. Thank you, Ellie. We're going to have another tune now, again, chosen by one of our visitors. This is Justin Bieber with Boyfriend. Of course, that wasn't Justin Bieber at all. All of this modern music is just confusing me. That was actually Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance. We will listen to Justin Bieber very soon. In the meantime, though, it's time now for me to officially launch this entire project. Let's have a fanfare. Sorry, it's the best I can do with no coffee. We are launching the project, and the project is that these pupils and a couple of others who aren't here will be recording a radio programme. They're going to start from the beginning, researching a topic, writing a script, and then recording it. And the three final entries are going to be judged by a panel of various people, of which I might be one. There'll be a media expert who we've heard about who's going to be working with the pupils too. And Emma, of course, as well, will be on the panel. And then the winning programme will be broadcast here on Bishop FM one evening during the week, primetime radio, so that all friends, families, aunts, uncles and relatives out in Australia can hear what you've done. So now consider it officially launched. The countdown has begun. You didn't know there was a countdown, did you? No. And we're joined now by Nathan from Bishop Barry. Nathan, what are you getting out of these visits to various radio stations?
So the trip to BBC Newcastle and Bishop FM made me realise that how there's more than just one person on the mic at one time, and there's loads of technical jobs behind the scene during radio, within radio.
That's right. Thank you very much, Nathan. We're going over now to Ryan over there. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Where does this whole thing fit in with your GCSE and your project and everything? How does it all fit together?
Well, our trips to BBC, we found it very inspiring.
Yeah.
As we got to look around a radio station, how it works.
Mm-hmm. And this all fits in, this will help you with the project that you're going to be putting together, obviously.
Yeah, because it gives us the skills to develop our own broadcast.
That's right. Well done. And now I'm joined by Anna Marie from Bishop Barrington. Thanks for joining us, Anna Marie.
Hello.
And where does this whole project fit exactly for you?
With it being our first project we've done outside of school, it's been like very like informative for us.
Yeah.
And like coming here today, like meeting you, it's like so good, as it's allowing us to speak, how you're allowing us to speak on air to get like a feel of presenting.
Okay.
And another one is that a media expert is coming in next week, and we're all looking forward to working with her to put all of our ideas together.
Right, so the plan is, as I mentioned before, these group of the nine pupils in total will be split into three different groups.
Yeah.
And you're each going to record your own radio show.
Yeah.
And then they'll be judged by the panel, and the winner will be broadcast on the station.
Yeah.
Great, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Talking again now to Emma O'Brien from the Skills to Shine project. Where does this all go next, Emma? What next?
Well, I think as some of the students have said, they've got some sessions back in school with a media expert, so they're going to be developing and creating their radio programme. We're going to be recording it, and then after the half term, so on Wednesday the 2nd of March, they're going to have a showcase event where they're going to be presenting, all groups are going to be presenting their radio programmes to a panel of experts, which we'd like you to be on our panel, please.
Well, I've never been called an expert before, but thank you very much.
And we're going to have the difficult job of choosing a winning programme, which mm-hmm. is going to be coming live on air.
That's right. So the following week from that presentation, we will broadcast the winning programme out live on Bishop FM, and we'll invite the winning group of people who put that programme together to come back in the studio as well.
Can I say a huge thanks to Bishop FM for such a great morning? I think despite us all being nervous, including myself, the students have had a great job of speaking live on air, and it's been a fantastic start to the project. And I think we might have some potential radio presenters here. I think they're all buzzing after their experience this morning. And thanks especially to you, Gary, for inspiring the students, for launching the project, and for obviously agreeing to be on our panel.
Not a problem at all. I realise we haven't given a shout out. That's what you say. Shall we start over there? Just give us your name, please.
Anna Marie Swift.
Edward.
Mitchell.
Ellie Anderson.
Ryan.
Nathan Alderson.
Callum Tapper.
Mrs. Rain.
Emma.
And there you have the entire... there isn't much room here. In fact, we can't breathe properly because there's not enough oxygen in the room. I'd like to thank you all for coming. I'd like to thank you even more all for behaving as well, which is great. I hope you enjoyed your visit to the studio and that you got something from it. And I look forward to welcoming the winning group of people back to the station when they have won the prize. Oh, is there a prize, by the way?
The prize is the Arcade of Being on Bishop FM.
Right, well, Bishop FM will provide a prize. How's that? We will give a prize to the winning group. That's an executive decision that I've just made executively.
Thank you. Okay.